In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. John chapter 15. I am the true vine, yes, Jesus says, the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Listen to what Isaiah 5 says. Let me sing for my beloved. My love song concerning his vineyard, Israel was called the vineyard of the Lord. My beloved had a vineyard on a fertile hill. He dug it, cleared it of stones, and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it, and hewed out a wine vat in it. He expected it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. And now, inhabitants of Jerusalem and the people of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it, when I expected it to yield grapes? Why did it yield wild grapes? And now I tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it shall be devoured. I will break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will make it a waste, and it shall not be pruned or hoed. So God promises that the vineyard of the Lord is Israel, and Israel yielded wild grapes, and he tears down the wall so that it would be destroyed. Now Jesus says, I am the true vine. Yes, he is the true vine. He is the new Israel. And my Father is the vine dresser. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Are you bearing fruit for the Lord? People, every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it more fruit. I tell you, it's hard to be pruned, but he prunes so that we will produce more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abide in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. You're a branch. You've got to abide in the vine. Jesus is the vine. If you abide in me and I abide in you, you will produce much fruit, he's going to tell us. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those men who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from Jesus, we can do nothing. Apart from not abiding in the vine, we can do nothing. We are called to abide in the vine as a branch abides in the vine. Jesus is the vine. We are the branches. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. Don't be that branch that doesn't produce fruit. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Again, we pray for Henry, that Henry's leg would be moved, that he'd be able to come on Sunday to Holy Rosary. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Father is glorified that we bear much fruit and become the disciples of the Lord. But we've got to abide in the vine. The branch must abide in the vine. The same Holy Spirit that flows through the vine flows through the branch. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. This is so powerful. As the Father has loved Jesus, Jesus has loved you. Abide in my love. You can take the whole weekend, meditate on that. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. This is the night before he died. He talks about having joy, that we would have joy as we abide in the vine. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Yes, love one another even to the point of death. That's how Jesus loved us. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. Keep the commandments of the Lord. Love the Lord your God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and body. And love your neighbor as Jesus loves you, even unto death. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing, but I have called you friends. You're a friend of Jesus, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me. No, we did not choose him, but I chose you. Yes, he first started it. The ball started to roll, and he first loved us before we loved him. And I appointed you to go bear fruit. It is God's will that you bear fruit, that I bear fruit. Fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Again, we ask for Henry, that his leg would move so that he could come to Holy Rosary on Sunday. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. How? Love one another as I have loved you, even unto death. If the world hates you, be aware that it hated me before it hated you. If you belong to the world would love you as its own. We do not belong to the world. We belong to the kingdom of God. We are in the world, but not of the world. Because you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. You've been chosen out of the world. And because you've been chosen out of the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than the master. If they persecuted the master, they will persecute you. Yes, Jesus promises persecution. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But they will do all these things to you on account of my name, because they do not know him who sent me. They do not know the Father who sent Jesus. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. Whoever hates me hates my Father, and the other is true. Whoever loves me loves my Father. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, that's opening the eyes of the blind, healing the leper, making wine out of water, multiplying bread, multiplying fish, meeting the woman at the well and forgives her. If I had not done among them the works that no one else did, they would not have sinned. But now they have seen and hated both me and my Father. It was to fulfill the word that is written in the law. They hated me without a cause. He only did good things for people, and they hated him. And if they hated him, they're going to hate us. When the Advocate comes, that's the Holy Spirit, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You always know where the Holy Spirit is. He testifies Jesus. He glorifies Jesus. You also are to testify because you have seen me and you've been with me from the beginning. Chapter 16. I have said these things to you to keep you from stumbling. They will put you out of the synagogues. Indeed, an hour is coming when you and those who kill you will think that they are doing an offering of worship for God. This happened. this happened. It's happening again in Nigeria. It happens in China. It happens in the Middle East. Christians being killed, thinking that they're doing a good thing for God. They will do this because they have not known the Father or me. They will kill the disciples because they do not know the Father or Jesus. But I have said these things to you so that the hour comes, you may remember that I told you about them. Yes. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. That's the Father. Yet none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, will not come to you. It is to our advantage that Jesus ascends to the Father, so that we would be filled with the Holy Spirit. Are you filled with the Holy Spirit today? Do you know Jesus? Have you given him your life? Have your sins been forgiven? Do you go to confession? I will send him to you, and when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, why? Because they do not believe in me. Imagine, he did all these things and they still didn't believe in him. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world, the enemy, Satan, has been condemned. Do you know these things? Do you know these things? About righteousness, because they do not believe in Jesus who was sent by the Father. My Lord, my Lord. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, that's the Holy Spirit, he will guide all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. That's right. The Holy Spirit speaks whatever he hears from Jesus, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me. He always glorifies Jesus because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Yes, the Holy Spirit. How we need the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. How we need that the Spirit of God would baptize us in the Holy Spirit, that Jesus would baptize us in the Holy Spirit, because he will glorify Jesus and tell you about the things that are to come. Oh yes, we need the Holy Spirit. And yet it's called the forgotten person in the Trinity. Well, if it's forgotten, nothing's happening. If the Holy Spirit is forgotten, nothing much is happening. In a little while you will no longer see me, why he's going to the Father. In a little while you will see me. Then some of his disciples said to one another, what does he mean by saying to us, in a little while you will no longer see me, and again in a little while you will see me, because I am going to the Father. They said, what does this mean by this little while? We do not know what he is talking about. Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, are you discussing among yourselves what I meant when I said a little while and you will no longer see me, and again a little while and you will see me? Truly, truly, I tell you, you will weep and mourn, but the world will rejoice because of the Holy Spirit. You will have pain, but your pain will be turned into joy because of the Holy Spirit. When a woman is in labor, she has pain because her hour has come. But when her child is born, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy of having brought forth a human being into the world. So you have pain now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. I'll see you in the resurrection. On that day you will ask nothing of me. If truly, truly, I tell you, If you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Again, we ask for Henry in the name of Jesus that his legs would move. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive. Ask and you will receive so that your joy may be complete. You see, this joy Jesus has on the night before he dies, he gives this joy to us. I have said these things to you in figures of speech. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figures, but will tell you plainly of the Father. On that day, you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I will ask the Father on your behalf, for the Father himself loves you. Oh, yes. If we love Jesus, we love the Father. And if we love the Father loves us. It all started with him. The Father sent Jesus. The Father loves us. If we love Jesus, we will love the Father, and the Father will love us. For the Father himself loves you because you have loved me and have believed that I came from God. I came from the Father, and I have come into the world again. I am leaving the world and am going to the Father. His disciples said, yes, now you are speaking plainly, not in any figure of speech. Now we know, not think, but know that you know all things, and you do not need to have anyone question you. By this we believe that you came from God. Jesus answered them, do you now believe? The hour is coming indeed. It has come when you will be scattered and each one to his own home. In other words, they'd all leave him during the time of the crucifixion. And you will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone because the Father is with me. I have said this to you so that in me you may have peace. In Jesus you may have peace. In the world you face persecution, but be of courage. Take courage. I have overcome the world. Do you know that Jesus has overcome the world? Do you know that he's overcome you? That he's overcome me? Oh, yes. We are in the world, but not of the world. Chapter 17. After Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that your Son may glorify you. What is the hour? The hour of crucifixion and resurrection, since you have given him authority over all people to give eternal life to those whom you have given him. Have you got eternal life? You received it at baptism. This is eternal life. Listen, that they may know you, Father, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Not know about the Father, but know him. Have a experience with the Father and experience with Jesus. This is eternal life, that they may know you, Father, the one true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. The Word of God existed before the world existed. He was, always was, and always will be. I have made known your Word to those whom you gave me from the world. We are in the world, but not of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your Word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. That's right. For the words that you gave me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you. Again, he comes from the Father, and he's going back to the Father. And they have believed that you sent me. Do you believe that the Father sent the Son? Oh, yes, the Father sent the Son. That is real. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me. You were given to Jesus by the Father. I was given to Jesus by the Father as a gift, because they are yours. Oh, you are the Father's. You are Jesus's. I am the Father's and I am of Jesus. All mine are yours and yours are mine. And I have been glorified in them. Oh yes, how is he glorified? He's glorified in us by us producing much fruit and so proved to be his disciples. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. He's going to ascend into heaven after his resurrection. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. Oh yes, Father, protect them in the name that you gave Jesus, Jesus's name. Protect us in the name of Jesus. While I was with them, I protected them in your name that you have given me. I guarded them, and not one of them was lost except the lost son of perdition, the one destined to be lost, to fulfill the scriptures. That's Judas Iscariot. But now I am coming to you and speak these things in the world so that they may have my joy complete in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they do not belong to the world. Do you know you don't belong to the world? I am in the world, but not of the world. I do not belong to the world. I belong to the kingdom of God. How? Through the blood of Jesus shed for me. Oh yes, I am in the world, but not of the world. Just as I do not belong to the world, I am not asking you to take them out of the world, but I ask you to protect them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world. You do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. Sanctify them in your truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I send them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, so that they may be sanctified in truth. Like, do you know that the Lord wants you to abide in the vine? Do you know that the Lord wants you to be a fruit producer, people, producing people for the kingdom? Do you know that today? Do you know that apart from the vine, we can do absolutely nothing? But we need to abide in the vine as Jesus abides in the Father. Oh, yes. Do you know that the Father is the one who prunes the people who produce fruit? Do you know it's the will of God that we produce fruit and that fruit will last? Do you know that's the will of God, that people would come into the kingdom through our ministry? Yes, your ministry. You have a ministry as well as I do. Do you know that we are to keep the commandments of God? Do you know that as the Father has loved Jesus, so Jesus has loved you? Do you know that? Do you know that if the world hated Jesus, the world will hate you? And the disciples left Jerusalem because of persecution and went throughout the world and were killed because they killed the master and they also killed the servants. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Do you know that you don't belong to the world, even as Jesus never belonged to the world, that you belong to the kingdom? I need to hear from people so we can pay June's bills. These broadcasts are a blessing to you. As the Father has loved Jesus, so Jesus has loved you. Please go to inseason.net and leave a donation on PayPal. Or write Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.